Hi everybody, and welcome to our 17th episode. I really do hope that you're enjoying the wonderful weather that we're having at the moment. Now, I know it's hot, and I know it's sticky, and I know it's uncomfortable at times, but you know something? We don't have it that often in Ireland, so enjoy it while we have it. Just please stay safe. Don't get any heat stroke. I'm now living out of my chest freezer in the garage. That's my new address. Just kidding, but very close. Now, this week's subject is something that I've been working on for quite some time, and it is due to a person asking me about their family history. And it's based solely around our family of origin. And we all know that families can be wonderful units, especially when everything is going well. Our first stop is our family of origin. It is the first contact with the world. If you can imagine being born, coming from a very safe environment and being plunged into this world, how scary must that be for a little baby? It is our first interaction with humanity outside of our mother's womb. This world and those around us will teach us how we should live, how we will interact, and how we will make our way in the world. The deepest part of this is that it is also the first people that we will learn to trust. So you can imagine that your family of origin is responsible for your thought patterns and behaviours, especially around relationships. Now, because it is literally the beginnings of where we start to develop, our family of origin plays a massive part in our life and will influence us in numerous ways. Now, I'm going to go down through some possible issues that can come from our family of origin and our relationship with them, and maybe even how we can heal it from where we are today. Now, before I begin into that, I want to point out here that I don't want there to be a confusion between the biological family and a family in which a person is raised. Because although we may have had a biological family, say for example those who are adopted or fostered, they may have very little or no contact with their biological families. However, that fact will also have a bearing on your upbringing, therefore subsequent development. However, if it is the case, that does not mean that your development is strictly coming from the family in where you were raised, because you may have issues and baggage from having been adopted or fostered in the first place. So all of that has to be taken into account. These experiences will affect you much more than your childhood experiences, but your childhood experiences as you grow will either concretize or change the way in which you think or behave, or sometimes both. So I'm going to use the family that you were raised in as a starting point, because it's very often helpful to be able to look at your family of origin regardless of whether it was biological or where you were placed. Especially if you're working through trauma, mental health concerns, or other issues like abandonment or rejection. Now, to begin with, it might seem very embarrassing to have negative thought patterns around your family of origin or the issues that you might have experienced as you grew up. There might even be shame attached or vulnerability. And we know that it is not uncommon to bring into our adult life hurts and traumas from our childhood. Now, I don't want to be negative throughout this. I also want you to be very aware that not alone can we bring certain issues that are negative and unhealthy with us, but we can also bring the happy moments, the moments that excited us and made us happy, that made us joyful, that made us learn, that made us develop in a positive way. However, as a therapist, I deal mainly with the negative side of baggage. So that is where I want to begin this week's talk. When we were a child, and if we were supported and feel comfortable, that would be brought into our adult life because it'll help us develop self-confidence and determination. And our family of origin can help us to have a meaningful level within relationships, with trust, with respect, with dignity. However, that is a healthy relationship. Now, if you were a child that was in an unhealthy family unit, then you may have grown up, on the whole, where you were going to be dependent on adults around you, which may have caused feelings around vulnerability, and where you may have been susceptible to abuse or neglect, generational problems like dependence disorders, addiction, mental health disorders, and other general unhealthy family dynamics. You may have ended up with low self-esteem. And although health issues are not very common, it can be a direct result of your family of origin. In most cases, our family of origin will determine how we view relationships. For example, in relationships, and somewhat the same in romantic relationships or our workplace connections, whether they're just peers or colleagues or friends. Actually, maybe I should really say in all relationships, we will be coloured by our family of origin. Okay, so let me just say that what I mean by that is if your family of origin was engaged with other families and cultivated friendships and close bonds, then you're more likely to do the same kind of thing. And if you think about it, if you have families of origin that create the environment where your self-esteem thrives and where they help each other support their goals and their dreams, where they encourage strength and talent, where there is encouragement to groundedness, you will come into adulthood well-adjusted and healthy in every aspect. However, on the other side of the same coin, where you have a family origin that criticizes or insults each other, where no one listens to one another or has any type of voice, where their dreams, their needs are never met, and where bullying is a constant everyday occurrence, where manipulation of others, then all that will foster when you grow into adulthood will be discontentment, sadness, anxiety, low self-respect, low self-esteem, and sometimes much worse. So they will not have the wherewithal to be able to make their own decisions and be okay with them. Even lifestyle habits are affected by our family of origin. For example, if your family of origin didn't exercise very well, then you're more likely to follow that same regime. However, if your family of origin placed a firm belief on the conservation of the environment, then you're more likely to value the same ideals. So whatever the value that your family of origin held on their lifestyle, you are more likely to have at the base of your own choices and decisions later on in your life. Now, we would like to think that we can recognize when there is an unhealthy behavior around us. For example, most of us will know that smoking and drinking to excess is unhealthy. However, there are some unhealthy behaviors and patterns that we can find hard to see, such as mental health issues. We also know that if we don't or can't see it, then it's more likely to be problematic in solving it. For example, some people may have untreated traumas from their past that must be worked through to achieve mental health balance. However, the root isn't always as obvious and must be sought out and then solved. If we can open ourselves to new ideas and even new relationships, then we can begin to see what might be present or absent in our own family of origin. We can all benefit from stepping back from our own usually wrong judgments and assumptions to look from another viewpoint. So what is family of origin work and how do I do it? Well, it's a process where you remove the obstacles that have blocked you emotionally, both in your personal life and in your relationships, by first healing wounds of the past in order to recreate a healthy new way of living. I once heard the saying with regard to our roots that they get further tangled around each other with the passing of time. Now, I think what was meant by this is that our system of beliefs, where they were given to us as children, and as we grow into adulthood, we can struggle repeatedly via our sense of ourself or in our relationships, because we may have an unhealthy root system from the very beginning. It is possible that we were taught things about ourselves and how others are with us that don't serve me well now and that are untrue. Family of origin work is a very intentional piece of work, and it's done usually with a therapist where you explore trends in your history, the quality of your family relationships, but more specifically with your parents, and how your experiences have shaped you both as a child and into your adult life. The challenge then is to confront those unhealthy belief systems, your coping mechanisms, your defense mechanisms, in order to find and improve your emotional and relationship health. Now, here are just a few signs that it might be time to take a step back and delve into your family of origin history. So if you have an underlying sense of not being good enough, or you may struggle with emotional outbursts, for example, if you're easily angered or saddened or afraid, you may even repeat your parents' relationship in your own relationship. You may struggle with some form of addiction. You may even have trust issues. So the very first thing you must come to is an awareness about unresolved issues from your past. If you think about it for a second, if there is no awareness, then there is no apparent need for you to change, is there? There is also an awareness that is needed on whether or not one or more from that list fits you. I would suggest that taking some time to notice how you think, whether your mood shifts, and when you see how you behave. Here are a couple of questions that might be of help to you. For example, is there a pattern to my behavior? Am I vulnerable in areas that I didn't notice before? Does any of that list seem familiar to me? Is it possible at all that the struggles I'm working from as an adult have anything to do with my past? So now that you may have spent some time and reasoned that you might need to start delving into your past, let's have a little look at how you do that. Well, first things first, start by thinking about your history. And if there's anything important about it that might lead you to feel badly about yourself or your relationships or even the world. Now, these can be as simple as, I don't like the way I look because I'm ugly. And if you truly believe that, where do you act out of it? Do you act out of it? If you think about it, when we were children, we were vulnerable and reliant on others. But we were also vulnerable to unhealthy systems and experiences. And we had a tendency to assign a wrong connection or a wrong meaning to a situation or experience, even when that experience or situation had nothing to do with us. Here are a few experiences that might have planted some unhealthy thoughts or beliefs in you as a child. So maybe your significant adult or parents were absent a lot of the time, or maybe emotionally unavailable. They may have been abusive. You may have experienced being criticized a lot. There may have been alcohol or drugs involved. Parents or older siblings may have been controlling or manipulative. Violence or high levels of conflict between family members. Little or no communication. You were not noticed or you were dismissed. Difficult emotions were not allowed. Don't use that tone with me. Don't cry. Basic needs are not met, i.e. food and shelter. And this includes the protection from others. Now, these are only the tip of the so-called iceberg when it comes to possibilities. There are so many more. Now, you may know more from your own history. But if any of the above is a possibility, then ask yourself the following questions. How did I cope with that situation? What did I do to cope? What was my behavior? Do I still use that coping mechanism now? Does it still serve me? Is it at all possible that I am operating or living an old narrative that no longer is true and is certainly no longer helpful to me? Now, if you discover that what you used to use or your coping mechanism is not working in a healthy way for you now, then you must do something different. You must change it to have change happen. Change can be an anxiously provoking process, but it is necessary. Try testing yourself. Almost getting to the edge of your comfort zone and then stepping over it just a little. It'll be scary, but in the end, it will benefit you and ultimately the people around you. Now, please remember, it is a tough journey and it will be a hard process because you have to break the cycle of behavior. And you spent many years attuning it and dealing with it and detailing it to a degree that it has become second nature to you. So changing it will require CPD. And no, not continued personal development as we would need for work, but consistency, persistence, and determination. Although, having said that, the two do seem very connected. Stay well, stay safe, namaste.